All right, and podcast audio recording. Man, let's go ahead and get the Facebook live action recording. Or is that over that going to Fired Fox program? All right. And now to one. And Facebook live podcast audio both up and or running. And you have a story to tell.
I might have a story to tell.
Go.
So I threw a box of tampons at a guy today. It was kind of fun. You know, I'm just living my life, man. I'm trying to live my best life. And that involves throwing boxes of tampons at people. So,
yep.
What actually happened was I was running late this morning and I left my tampons on the counter. And I got in the car and I was like, oh shit, right? Because I've been having a case of the Mondays. It's not actually Monday, but we had the holiday, so today was Monday. It was super shitty. And so I forget my tampons. And I was like, I'm just going to stop at the grocery store on the way. It's right there. So I stop at Jewel's, of course. And I'm in there. I go in the aisle. I almost run into this guy. He's just standing there looking fucking lost and shit. And I was like, well, whatever. I'm not dealing with this. And I grab what I'm going to get. And then I turn around to leave. And he's like, hey. I was like, what? And he's like, if I give you cash, can you, buy this? And he won't even say what it is. Like, the brand, he won't say tampons. He points at the box on the fucking, in the aisle. And he's like, will you buy that if I give you money? And I was like, what the fuck kind of ridiculous ass request? And he's like, my girl's on her period, and I'm embarrassed to walk through the store holding tampons because I'm a guy. So, like, if I give you the cash, can you just, like, take them and pay for them, and then I'll just get them from you outside because you're going to go check out anyway? I got annoyed with that. And I hate the term, like, real man, right? That's not a real man or whatever, but, could you just be, like, a real fucking adult and buy your girlfriend tampons or pads? Like, there's nothing weird about having a period. It's pretty normal. Happens to
means not pregnant. That's
like, right. There's also that.
Jesus Christ, it's a flowing trophy.
Also that. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, you have a girlfriend. Her pussy good enough for you. And I said, her pussy good enough for you every other week of the month except this one? That's rude. And he's like, I'm just not trying to be carrying tampons throughout the grocery store.
Is he white?
Yes. Yes. And maybe, like, I'm going to say between 20 and 25.
That's so fucking corny.
Seriously. And I was like, you shouldn't even have a girlfriend if you won't even go buy her tampons. Like, you are wasting her life and you are wasting her time. And she deserves to be with somebody who's an adult who will actually buy her fucking tampons without making it some weird, embarrassing, juvenile-ass shit. Like, if you're too embarrassed to buy tampons, you shouldn't be having sex. I'm just gonna say that. And so he, of course, is all mad at me because I'm, like, yelling at him. And he's like, fine, you could have just said no. And I'm like, okay. So I pick up the tampons off the shelf and I threw them at his face. Gently. Gently. Nobody got hurt. The tampons didn't get hurt. And so he just, like, looks at me, looks at the tampons on the floor, looks at me, looks at the tampons on the floor, and just, like, walks away super, super fast. Like, he almost was running away. And I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. I'm not doing this with my life. And so now I'm about to leave. I turn around, and there's this old white woman there at, like, the end of the aisle, and she's staring at me. And I'm like, what? Right? Like, I've already just yelled at someone. Oh, and I called him Brad, and he goes, my name isn't Brad. I said, I don't give a fuck. Buy the tampons, Brad. And so I did. I was in a mood, man. And so now this old white lady is there, and she's like, starts not yelling at me, but like, chastising me. And she's like, you can't talk to men like that. It's natural for men to be uncomfortable buying tampons. That's not really a man's job.
Shut the fuck up.
I was like, why is Black Jesus doing this to me? I was like, all right, look, Betty Jo. And she said, my name is not. I'm like, did you hear what the fuck I said to Brad about your name?
Yeah, she can fuck off too.
And she's like, well, it's natural. It's, this is, and then she does the, as old folks tend to do, this is the problem with your generation. You don't have respect for the way gender is supposed to be. Like, there's things men are supposed to do and there's things women are supposed to do. And you people these days don't appreciate that order. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You said that? Huh? I'm like, shut the fuck up,
stupid. I got to the what the fuck is wrong with you? And she's like really upset. And I was like, all right. My generation doesn't know how to do things. And she's like, right. And I was like, your generation thought that race mixing was a sin. Black people and white people couldn't use the same bathroom. Gay people didn't exist.
And then the generation you had after you smoked crack.
Like, don't so you talk about suck. My generation. But I actually said that to her. I was like, you come from an era of Jim Crow. You think race mixing is a sin, and you think spousal rape doesn't exist and women shouldn't be allowed to have credit cards. Shut the whole fuck up, Betty Jo. It was an experience. It was fun. It was fun. And then one of the employees saw me, and they were, like, laughing at me, or with me, sort of. And Betty Jo, Anna Jo, old Becky, Grandma Becky, whatever the fuck her name is, gave them, like, a very stern look and was like, this is inappropriate. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
This is inappropriate.
Shut up. So, Colin's in a corner crying because I threw tampons at him. Grandma Annie Mae Joe, whatever the fuck, is upset because I yelled at her. It was a fun moment. Mind you, this is my fucking Monday, and I'm late for work. Like, I was just trying to buy tampons and go to work. I did not need this in my life. I didn't. And it's natural for men to be uncomfortable buying these type of products. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Is he uncomfortable when he's trying to get with your vagina? Is he uncomfortable then, too?
That's some dorky-ass shit. Man, see, people need poverty. More people need to be poor. I'm never uncomfortable buying anything because it means I have money. Every time I buy something, it's amazing. What are you shitting me?
I'm a dude. I can't go through the store like that because I'm a dude. What the fuck does that mean?
Right, and it's that fucking, it's like transphobia without even thinking, like, directly of trans women, where it's like, your transphobia is to a point where you're worried about a joke where someone might say, ha ha, got your period. You're worried that much about that joke. It's just like how motherfuckers will be afraid to, order a cranberry juice. Mm-hmm. They're like, ha ha, you on your period? Like, that's where their transphobia and trans misogyny mm-hmm. and misogyny is. Like, that's the level that it's at. That they're literally worried about that, trying to get through his fucking day.
I see you, Michael, right? These are the light skin issues, okay? Because if I hadn't gotten tampons and I would have sneezed, it would have been like the fucking Shining elevator scene up in that motherfucker, okay? I was just trying to help everybody out today and nobody wanted my help. Ah. My light skin feelings are hurt. Ah. I'm fragile.
Sensitive.
I am sensitive.
I mean, it's funny, like you said, you could have said no, but weren't we over there in the Walmarts and I told a white man no?
Oh, he got and so he mad. Did.
It's fucking, like, and it's not, okay, first off, there's no way you're mistaking me for an employee with the clothes I have on. I'm not wearing khakis. I'm not wearing a blue shirt. There is no fucking golden sun star on me. Nothing. All right. And I'm getting actually, it's, you can't see it in the background, but I was actually getting the weight bench that I have back there now. And, so I'm clearly doing shit as a person who doesn't know you minding my own business. He comes up and he's like, I forgot my glasses. Can you come help me out for a second? And I said, no. And I just kept doing my stuff because we're done interacting now. And Phoenix comes back for, I don't know where you were helping the boy look at toys or some shit. And he's just staring at me. And like, and I'm okay with it because I'm like, no, this is good for him. This is a healthy moment in his life. Like a Negro said no to him. That's that shit happened to every white man. Like everybody, like if you're not a cis hetero white man, just walk up to one and just say no. They'll even have to ask you something. Practice. Get them used to hearing that word as a whole sentence. That's probably also what hit them. It was a whole sentence. It wasn't, oh, I'm sorry, no, I gotta, oh, no, because I have to do, it's just, no. And off, you know, and I'm off doing my shit, and then he's staring at Phoenix, he's staring at me, he doesn't understand why this dark, black-and-fied, colored man, Richard Sherman-looking motherfucker, gonna say no to me, and then he just gonna prance off with Lita Hontas, yellow ass. What the fuck is that anyway? What is she, some sort of Muslim Rican? What the fuck is that? Like, you know, and I think it was good for him.
That was actually really funny, because he was just looking at you and looking at me, and I was like, why is this guy looking at us? What's happening? What, did we do something? And I'm like, oh, I just told him no.
Shit, we went on so long. Let's just play the shortened version of the trigger warning.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current...
Oh, that's pretty... Oh, I dragged it all the way.
Oh.
Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show.
Oh, did you break the mouse?
Murder. Rape, war, climate distance. Change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
When we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells at me.
That was the show, because it didn't have the Bone Thugs and Harmony and the Neener Fied Turner woman lady.
You yell at everybody.
Huh? What? I don't yell at you, but then again, I do be walking around singing about Jews and Negroes taking the white man's rights away, so you have to hear that shit all day. I don't know how the fuck you tolerate that shit. That's just... Anything she says, I turn it into something, right?
Anything.
I'm gonna put it in the crock pot. Gonna put it in the crock pot. That's what the Jews like to do to the white man a lot. They like to take his rights away. The Negroes don't want you to have free speech these days.
Anyways, so we have news and comments.
Huh? All right, I'll go somewhere else and then jump back to the first one. I might as well start it off with fucking Becky Lives Matter more than accidental N-wording. I just thought this shit was fucking funny. And I don't remember
accidental N-wording. Accidental, you say?
Kathleen Lights, which... Woo! You want to hear her voice?
I can see your face. I already know exactly what her voice sounds like.
No, you don't. You're
yes,
fucking...
Yes, I do.
No. Oh, my goodness. You're Mary Jo typing her. That's wrong. That's when you stereotype white women as Mary Jo typing.
Mary Jo typing.
Yeah. Don't do that. It'd be wrong. All right? I'm telling you.
According to whom?
Huh? You. That's some shit you made up.
When the fuck I said that?
It's the one of the things you yelled at that white man when you were throwing tampons at him.
So today's video is going to be my August favorites.
Listen to her voice.
These are products I have been really loving throughout the month of August.
I'll turn it up.
Now it's September already, but it's almost like every year.
So apparently she goes on YouTube and talks about makeup. Covering the big... Like, she has like fucking 3 million subscribers.
Of course.
This is why it's hard to listen to white feminists. It's just like, oh, fuck you.
But she's like activisming and stuff.
I don't even think she tries to do that. I think she's just straight up literally talks about makeup and puts on makeup.
Yeah, she does probably tutorials and people subscribe so they can be like, hey, show me how to wear like silver eyeshadow. And then she's like, this is how I would do it. And then does step by step. And
your impression is funny to me. This is how I would do it.
Is that not how she sounds?
I like how I said that really far away from the microphone. Like, I'm on the other side of the microphone. And apparently she has a friend named Jacelyn Hill, and they also...
Jacqueline.
Oh, so what they're... That doesn't say Jacelyn?
That's Jacqueline.
I am ignorant as fuck, yo. Woo! There's Michael Wright posted up in the joint. Sam Sampson posted up in the joint. Avery Pond posted up in the joint. All right, so Kathleen Lights and Jacelyn Hill.
Jacqueline.
There's no K.
It's Jacqueline.
Really?
They get really edgy with the spelling, man.
That's ghetto. I don't know. All right, fine.
I mean, it's like...
Like what?
Burbank, California, maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is like very suburban, because this is the... Because, you know, everyone has the same name, right? There'll be like 10 Jacquelines, but you can't have them all spelled the same way, because how else will you tell them apart?
So are they going over this at the PTA meeting? What is happening?
So you have to, like, spell them all differently. I can think of, like, 5 different ways to spell Jacqueline.
All right. So you know how I don't...
Oh, look it. What is that you say? Sam Sampson? What is that?
Said Jacelyn.
Said Jacqueline.
No, you can't tell because it's in text. It's not, he's not saying it out loud. All right. So Kathleen Lights and Jacelyn Hill are two of the post popular. I hope they meant to say most, because what the fuck is post popular?
Maybe post popular because they've been canceled now.
Oh.
Maybe.
Oh.
Like maybe somebody was trying to be clever.
They got canceled by like 5 niggas in a secret group. That don't tell anyone else, unless they say it on the friends only post with 300 friends. All right, everybody, we're canceling. All right, 5 people click like. All right, canceling. Let's do this. Call HBO. We're canceling YouTubers. And it's like, really, you realize that because they don't talk about controversial issues, they're still monetizing.
Right.
While people that talk about shit like us, we have a YouTube account for no reason. We don't put our shit there because we can't monetize because of what we talk about.
Right.
All right, so you cancel nothing. Net neutrality gonna cancel your ass, though. All right, so Kathleen Lights and Jacelyn Hill, I'm trying to get past this first sentence, are two of the post-popular beauty gurus on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Beauty gurus. All yeah, right.
I told you, they do tutorials.
Here's how to appeal to the male gaze.
Yes.
Fuck off, Jacelyn and Kathleen Lights. So when they announced that they were collaborating for the first time in their careers, this is a career, being a white woman that has an internet connection and talks about putting on makeup yes. is a career.
Yes.
This is why the Becky Lives Matter page exists. So their careers, the fans were pumped to watch them talk about putting on makeup.
Yes.
They're like worse than the shit that you read on the cover of a women's health magazine. They're probably going to be on the cover of a women's health magazine.
Probably. Or there's some people who got really big off like YouTube and Instagram and stuff, and now they have like modeling contracts and things. Or they get, like, picked up by a brand, you know, like a cosmetic brand to use their products specifically, and they get paid to use their products. That's a thing.
Man, use that shit for a good cause. Help that nigga Jeremy Meeks learn how to interact with folks in other continents.
We could maybe send him to Lessons with Sam. Sam's over there. Like, can you please teach this nigga how to behave in your country?
Nah. Nah, because that's the thing. He doesn't know your accent, and he's going to think you have a tone. And let me tell you something. I know Crips. He going
to... Yeah, you don't want Crips to think you have a tone.
Yeah. All right. So people's excitement quickly turned to extreme disappointment. However, when they heard the 25-year-old say the N-word on the 27-year-old's Snapchat, which apparently is something else people do.
It is. So in, like... Becky Joe years, is 27 still considered a kid? Is this still a kid mistake?
Fuck, I don't know. No, it's not. That's probably why they emphasized it on the Clever website with 2 V's.
How clever to spell clever uniquely.
Yep.
I wonder if the writer's name is also Jacqueline without a CK.
Jacelyn. Ah, fucking, skip it, that flip bop. Okay, so both Kathleen and her husband asked Jacelyn not to post the snap immediately after she used the racial slur, but the... What is it with white... Why are white women classified by hair color? What is that?
How else are you going to do it?
And why is it spelled like that?
It's probably French.
Is it Burnett?
Brunette.
I've been saying it wrong for a long time. Or maybe I don't say it. I could have swore it was Burnett.
It's Brunette.
Damn, man. I think people don't tell me I say shit wrong for years because they think it's hilarious.
Didn't you just say you can't tell Crips things?
No. Right, ma'am. They just don't say it with a tone. Okay, but the brunette, because that's how
you say it.
That's how white men have decided to classify their woman ladies.
Yes.
This here one is the brunette, and that there one is the blonde. That there is a dirty blonde. That there is a strawberry blonde, and that there is a redhead. Right? Yes. Like, and what's this one? Wait, no, Silver Fox is male, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, women are just old.
And that one is, what, oh wait, this is a gilf, they say, right?
They say that?
A grandmother I'd like to fornicate with.
They need to stop doing things.
If she should so consent.
They need to stop doing things.
That's the full acronym.
Wait, no, cougar's still a thing, right?
Oh, the fuck, that's the word. So she's dangerous.
Yes.
Because she's past the menopause, right?
Yes.
And from what I heard on the BBC Woman's Hour program, women past menopause don't really give a shit what you think anymore. Like, biologically, they are less, they're not as predisposed to give a shit what you think, therefore dangerous. Because she's going to say, like, what she, her opinions and stuff, man.
Yes.
So she's like a cat that will attack you.
Yes.
This is how you drag out a segment. Holy shit, we're in the second paragraph. Okay, so the brunette says she didn't hear her request and uploaded the Snapchat anyway. The offensive clip stayed online for enough time for her thousands of followers to hear the Miami native say, "Come on, nigga, jump off that table."
Okay. Which,
what is that sentence about? Who's on the table and why do you want that nigga to jump off?
They're playing a game.
What game? Why are white people playing stuff where you jump off of tables?
Have you seen what white people do for fun?
Damn, that's a legit fucking, yeah.
Like, they invented skydiving. What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that? Damn, there's a bunch of comments in here. Hold up. All right, so, Avery Pond said YouTube is boring as hell now. Sam Samson is taking a tone with me. And, Avery also said, when Google, what Google did to YouTube is basically what American capitalists did to Detroit. They didn't want to pay people proper wages or provide benefits, so they broke it in a million pieces. Maybe a Japanese YouTube will copy their old model and replace them. 100-mile supply chain only McMurka.
Yes. Oh, ha, see, brunette is French. I knew it.
Oh, and it means little brown.
Yeah, it's for brown-haired people.
Huh.
Oh, and Sam did point out that Ryan Lochte was still a kid at age 30 when he accused random brown people of, mugging him at knife point or some shit during the Olympics?
Oh, wasn't that recent shit? Was that that, or no, was that some other thing?
No, well, the other swimmer guy got another DUI again, I think. But, no, Ryan Lochte was the one who, at the Olympics in Rio, they, fucked up a store and then said some shit, like, a bunch of, native folks from Brazil, came and, held them at gunpoint and robbed them and shit, and then, the security camera footage came out, and there was not a single Brazilian to be seen.
They were brunettes by the skin.
Right.
15 more years and he'll be a black teenager.
Sam says the furniture game, but he said it without a tone.
No tone.
No tone.
The furniture. Okay, so come on, nigga. Jump off that table. as she played a virtual reality game.
I don't fucking know what's happening. Although...
Yeah, I want to know that story.
Although I will say, something that is interesting to me is that the person who posted it says, I didn't hear her ask me not to post it, but you didn't say you didn't hear her say nigga. So you heard that part and were like, I'm going to post it anyway.
So this is actually a white-on-white crime story. This was some fucking, this was some Regina George shit. Holy fuck. And I wonder, so that makes you wonder, like, how, and again, like, stop using the word offensive. That shit doesn't offend me. It's shit's kind of funny sometimes. But then again, I'm fucked up. So, like, I laugh at the worst shit. But, like, makes you think how, because she says it that casually, like, it probably doesn't even really strike when you hear her say, because it's just like, oh, come on, nigga, jump off that table, man.
Right.
Right? Like, she'd probably be like, man, come on, nigga, let's get some french fries, cuz.
Except that's the thing, though. If this is the first time her fans heard her say it, she has the fucking sense not to say it when she's YouTubing, whatever the fuck her verb is for her job. So, she, like, she knows.
So she must be like me with my singing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't just go around doing it. Actually, you know what? I'm still kind of bugged out in public.
Yes, because you tell white people no, unironically, and quite seriously, and with a tone, arguably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, what? The troops have not shot one American cop. Why should I donate money to the troops? Not one veteran has shot one cop. They're not protecting me from anything.
Well, actually.
Yes.
The black guy.
Oh, is that a white on white?
In Dallas.
No, it's not. You said black guy.
Dallas was a former,
Then I got a PayPal. I'll give him $20.
They killed him.
Oh, that's fucked up. Oh, that's the one they hit with the bomb, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I was banned for 30 days. That's why. I got banned that night that shit was going down.
How come every fucking time you get banned, some shit pop off?
Yeah, I'm still banned for like 6 more days right now. Damn, man, I'd be banned. Because I used the word black in an old post that somebody was post mining. And the thing is, and so what I did, what it'll let you do while you're banned is lock down your account. Mm-hmm. And after I locked down my account, a couple hours later, I got a friend request. And as soon as I'm off ban, I'm going to make a friends only post with a screenshot and the link to that guy's account. So people can go ahead and block him because you see what he does. He goes deep in your shit, finds where you use the word black uncensored, and reports you for racism.
Yes.
All right.
And Facebook allows them to do it because they are not racist and they think Black Lives Matter.
This is going to end up being the whole fucking episode is this story. So J.H., which is, wait, is that?
Jacqueline.
Okay, Jacelyn Hill. Deleted the Snapchat video as soon as she realized what happened, but the damage had already been done. Yo, Jason is a dirty motherfucker, cuz.
Then also, like, what damage was done?
Oh, well, if you read the comment section under Kathleen's latest video, people are very angry with her.
Okay, but are they angry enough to stop supporting her?
That's what they're saying.
Is that what they're doing?
Well, when you look, the comments may surprise you.
Or will they?
We're cool. The damage had already been done. Kathleen issued a heartfelt apology for her action and said she is ashamed of herself for using the word while she was drunk.
She only did it because she was drunk. Oh.
But if she getting drunk, I just want to know if she pours out some of that drink for her niggas. I just want to know.
I think we can safely assume Kathleen Light has no niggas.
You know what the hell is in the parking lot until they hire a new janitor to pick that shit up right now? An empty malt liquor bottle. It's not Old English. It's some other brand. But it's 42 ounces.
42.
Like, who was just like, yo, I need 2 more ounces, man.
You know
man.
What? It's so you can pour out 2 for your homies, but then keep a whole 40 for yourself.
Aw, that's nice. Is that what, maybe that's what they said in the board meeting, too. That's how we'll market it.
I have no idea, but I wouldn't be surprised.
42 ounces? Like, what was that? All right, so this is Kathleen, on, what's, that's
Snapchat.
The... That's the Snapchat, that's the Snapchat logo,
I think, or Instagram.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, that looks like the Instafied gramming.
I don't know. There's too many things.
Yeah. Well, she posted and she said, to all my disappointed followers, this is how she talks. Last night while I was drunk,
unfortunately,
that is exactly how she talks.
Last night while I was drunk, unfortunately, I accidentally sent the N-word while playing a video game. I accidentally send the N-word while playing a video game on Jacqueline's Snapchat.
Jocelyn!
I want everyone to know it was truly a mistake, and I never ever speak like that. Except that one time that you did on camera.
Only when I'm chilling with my real niggas.
Although she don't say
that shit around no fake niggas.
Although it doesn't come from a place of hate or racism, because it's not a racially charged word, I have no right to say nigga. Absolutely no right. I wasn't speaking to anyone or anything when I said this. I quickly did something and reloaded my screen in the middle of my post.
I think it took me to the actual Instagram post.
Oh, ew.
Okay, that's what it did. So yeah. This like an image link.
I quickly said, oh, don't post that, because I knew instantly how wrong it was, and I'm truly shocked I even said it. That isn't who I am. I think my subscribers know I am 100% completely against racism. What is this crap?
You see, it's like,
I am ashamed of myself because I know that word is hurtful. From the bottom of my heart, I am deeply sorry, and I hope you can forgive me.
This is awesome.
This is fucking ridiculous. I knew it was wrong, but I said it anyway.
Oh, man. The YouTuber also used Twitter to personally apologize to POC people because redundancy.
Who the fuck is you apologizing to? POC? You apologize to some fucking brown Muslims because you said nigga?
But you
apologize to Chinese people because you said nigga?
You realize if you take the letters out of the acronym, it says apologize to people of color. That shit bothers me.
You have to reiterate that they're people.
They are people of color people.
They are people of color people.
That's like a brand of people. Like, what?
It is a brand of people.
This is RC Cola. This is Shasta Cola.
No, all this right. is, what the fuck did we have?
Oh, what fucking Dr. Chill.
Dr. Chill.
Phoenix be buying some generic shit. She got this generic Dr. Pepper called Dr. Chill. But this is the funny thing. They have Dr. Chill in small letters and Super Chill across the rest of the label.
Super Chill is the brand. They also had cola, ginger ale, and I think root beer. Like, that was the brand. And then we got the Dr. Chill specifically.
Dr. Chill?
Yes.
Like, that sounds like just, like if your white math teacher was like, I'm going to teach you students with a rap today, so today call me Dr. Chill. Oh, and he goes over to a karaoke machine and plays an instrumental.
And then he tells you about how Jesus is you, nigga.
That is one of the greatest fucking tracks that ever happened, yo.
It is not.
That shit is fucking hot.
No.
Yo, that shit's doper than the shit that be out now. I'd rather listen to that than, who's that motherfucker? Cardi B and the Migos and now
I make money moves.
Which they should all just rap together since they all have the same style. Who's that kid, the one with the really Italian name, Bregoli?
Danielle
Bregoli. Cardi B and Migos just be a super group of complete and utter pure unadulterated whackness. Go for it.
Not pure unadulterated funk, but pure
there is
unadulterated
funk. No, like I swear to fuck, yo, Snoop Dogg could make the beat while taking a shit. There is no funk.
Whew.
And people don't know that Snoop makes beats.
Yeah.
But a lot of beats that he made in the early 2000s were like ghostwriting. He made ghost beats and got paid and let other producers take the credit in the booklet.
Fucking socialist.
Yeah, because then now it helps them get more jobs. Like he gets a one-time one check while they can, you know, get multiple checks and get more jobs.
What the fuck is Dr. Sparkle?
What the fuck? I assume you only drink that with vodka?
Oh no. What is that?
100% pure non-racist. That I wish I had like a label maker so I could make that and do like a spoof, get like some white people to drink it and be like, as soon as you say the N-word, just fucking take a sip of this.
Oh my god. You do it like in a church, right? We deliver them, we're like, we need you to lay hands on Brother Robert. He has a problem with race. Jesus has not entered his heart.
Oh, it could be like holy water or
yeah,
something?
And like it's like you ain't drinking. He's like, I love black people.
Oh man. I
see,
like it.
I wish we had a TV channel. We'd make some fucking badass sketch comedy, man.
What? So yeah, so that's what she did. Damn, man. She fucking keeps on going. So she also said, I'm embarrassed
That's Jacqueline, though.
That's Jacelyn? Oh, so Jacelyn said on her Twitter account, I'm embarrassed that I did not even hear her say any of this! Exclamation. Her and Danny both said, don't post that. And I continued to laugh at the game.
So no, you didn't hear both of them say don't post it, and you didn't hear anybody say nigga.
Nah, you were laughing.
Okay.
I know why she was laughing, because fucking Kathleen says nigga so much that it sounds natural. Like, it doesn't even sound corny. Like, she doesn't sound like a dork.
Either that, or she didn't know, Jacqueline didn't know she was going to say it, and heard it was like, oh, bitch, I'ma ruin your career.
Yeah, because really, your competition. Your competition. So Jacelyn is taking Jacqueline out the game, and Jacelyn is like, that's like a black-haired white woman. What do white men call them?
I don't know.
Right? Exotic. I don't fucking know.
Spicy.
Ew. That's so fucking grody. I said, Avery Pond said they got up north, what, in Canada?
Yes, yeah, that's... Oh, yeah, yeah. So, apparently, Dr. Sparkle is generic, Okay, Sam Sanson, white-splain for a moment.
It's black-haired.
If it's black-haired, why are brunettes not brown-haired? Raven-haired. Oh, my God.
Raven-haired? Oh, my God. Fucking poets. Goddamn poets. What else do we have? Like, I don't even want to do the story that was in my,
Which one?
The first one that I had in the notes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's too hard of a transition.
Yeah.
Right? That's too fucking rough. Oh, you got some? You want to do a white on white crime teaser from tomorrow and then wrap it up?
Wrap it up?
Yeah.
How long have we been going for?
What the fuck? Oh shit! Is that Rashani?
That would be funny if it was.
Ever, Shawnee? Let me turn it up. We're on the program live right now. I don't know if the microphone can pick you up.
Oh, okie dokie.
Yep, okay, you're there. Yeah, what's going on?
Nothing. I was honestly just calling to check in on y'all. It's been a really hard week. So I really just wanted to check in on my folks and make sure everybody's okay.
Oh, yeah, man, niggas. Damn, that's fucked up. See, I'm so in my own world. Are you talking about, like, Texas?
No.
Oh, just everything?
I'm talking about my homeboy. I'm talking about my friends. Like two of my friends in the past week, or two of my associates in the past week have passed away. One friend and one guy I coached with. So, the world is getting a lot colder, and I wanted to check in on my folks.
Oh, we're over here. Yeah, we're chilling, man. Fucking barbecued up, leftover barbecue in the refrigerator. Working my shifts. Yeah, try to snag some overtime. Next week on the 14th and the 15th, Phoenix is going to be in California speaking at a conference.
Yes.
Yep, and then I had to get an Uber account because I'm going to have to take the Uber to work because Phoenix is the motorist out here. And I don't even know if what up?
I was going to say, I think Lyft offers $50 in free credit if you sign up with them.
Lyft, they're too slow out here. Uber's faster. Mm-hmm. We tried Lyft, I was waiting for almost 90 minutes waiting for Lyft, and Uber came in about, what, like 17 minutes?
Yeah.
Pretty fast. And Uber was like $12.
Yeah.
And which, I can do that for 2 days. 2 days of $12 to and from work and then back to the routine. That's okay.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we're gonna do one more segment because we're on the program right now. We're gonna do one more white on white crime teaser segment and wrap it up.
Okay.
All right, you hang in there, young sir.
You too.
All right, peace.
Oh, and I like how they just had a whole ass conversation in the comment section too. A flaxen haired maiden.
What the fuck is that?
That's a young blonde woman.
Flaxen haired maiden.
Yeah.
Fucking white man culture is a fucking problem.
Yeah, kind of.
Right, like as much as I fucking critique like racist white women and I do a whole racist white woman segment, I do Becky Lives Matter, I highlight a lot of that shit, I have a lot of shit to say about Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. I always keep in mind that white women are like the closest in proximity to white men and they get white men's bullshit first, right? Like they're like the test subjects before white men acted out on everyone else, right? And it's sadistic. It's that, and it's like, oh, look how bad it hurt Bethany. This shit is really gonna fuck up Tyrone and them.
Right, like seriously. Which is like, white women need to get the fuck away from white men. Like
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I mean, as much as we make fun of, like, rad femmes, I fully understand political lesbians as a concept.
Yeah.
I fucking get it.
So, white women, Becky out, make a Bexodus.
Make a Bexodus.
Aight. What's your white-on-white crime story?
A man. A white man.
A hot man.
Was stopped by police.
He must have been doing some shit.
He was doing some shit. And tried to flee with an unconventional method, if you will.
Don't say razor scooter.
No. He ran down a beach and jumped in the ocean and tried to swim away.
He ran across the sand?
Yes.
This nigga think he cannabis? That was just a lyric. It wasn't serious.
It was at nighttime, so it probably wasn't hot.
In the ocean?
Yes.
What, did he think he was gonna swim to a garbage patch and fucking... And ride some old trash to another and be like, I'm in no man's land. You can't do nothing.
But wait, there is more.
Why?
Because he's a white man. There's always more.
Jesus Christ, that's legit.
He then started getting chased by a shark.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So police... We're following him with a drone.
She's getting down the sand in the ocean, chased by a shark, which means you're getting away if there's a chase. So excellent swimming, young man. And now there's a drone.
Yeah. So actually that's how they knew the shark was chasing him, was because the police didn't want to chase him across the beach and in the water. So they just called up a drone and had the drone on him. So they were just going to pick him up wherever he landed, like when he got out of the water. But in the meantime, a shark inserted itself into the fray.
But then white lives matter. So now they got to go save him from the shark.
Yes.
I predicted that right.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Where does this go? Keep going.
Woo. And now he's in jail because they saved him from the shark, but they also arrested him.
What the fuck was he doing if they pulled him over?
He had drugs in his car.
What drugs?
He had meth in his car.
That is, I mean, at some point, I mean, like, I don't really, I'm sure that there are still crackheads. But yes. I don't hear about crack anymore.
Yeah, it's meth.
Meth is still in the game. Because I've been hearing about meth ever since it started to mess up my childhood neighborhood in Spanaway, Washington State. And then, you know, of course, I think what crack, that was like 1983, but really popped off in 1985. Mm-hmm. And then really began to taper out late 90s, early 2000s.
And the best part is this happened in a city. Would you like to know the name of the city?
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
It's in North Carolina.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Is it named after, like, a Confederate general?
No.
Okay.
Surf City.
That's the name. That's the whole name?
That's the name of it. Surf City.
Surf City.
Right. Right. And so I heard about this story, but I didn't get his name, so I had to start Googling around to find it. And as I'm doing that, I realize at one point last year...
What? this nigga in the chat room said great white on white crime.
It might be. It might be. He turned himself in because he was wanted for a robbery and got sick of seeing himself on television because police were...
So he's just like, I'm tired of all this paparazzi, man.
Yes. And ironically, that, I believe, happened in Washington State.
What?
What is what county is Seattle in? Like, Snohomish? Is that it?
No, but the one you're thinking of is Snohomish, and Seattle's in King County.
Okay, so it was say that again?
Snohomish.
Yeah, that was the county that happened in, and he had to turn himself in.
I like that. The Facebook video got us looking like a Nintendo game.
That's awesome.
God damn.
Because we're playing a virtual reality game. Nigga, jump off the table.
Nigga, jump off the... Come on, nigga, jump off the table. I'm about to start just saying that about random... Like, if you're doing something, that's going to be my euphemism for what you're doing, right? Like, mm-hmm. Like a football player's taking too long to hike the ball. Come on, nigga, jump off the table.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. So, yeah, so he and some friends broke into someone's house... with guns, stole a PlayStation.
Why? That? And I think maybe it's like some sort of ageism thing with video games. I have my hair. It's like, you stole a fucking video game.
Yeah.
I'm trying to steal a toolbox. I need more ratchets. Yeah. Like,
and then, of course, the best part is that on his Facebook, which has since been deactivated, he was wearing the outfit that he was wearing during the robbery, which helped police identify him.
Ross, nigga, dress for less.
He should have maybe sold clothes instead of the PlayStation.
A fucking PlayStation.
Yeah. And he turned himself in. That happened last year. He turned himself in of March of this year. And this story just happened 3 days ago about the shark in the water and the drone.
So he's not done yet, because he doesn't look that old.
He's 20.
He's 20?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Well played, Zachary. Well played.
His name is Zachary?
His name is Zachary Kingsbury.
God damn. He never had a chance. His parents didn't want him to succeed. Holy shit. Okay, that's the wine cellar. It's that weird noise.
Oh, no, I don't hear it.
Yeah, that's weird. All right, so that's winecellarmedia.com. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. All right.
And go throw a box of tampons at a white man.
Throw a box of tampons at a white man?
Yes.
God damn, there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on.
Oh, I don't see the counter on the Facebook Live to show how long we're on. We'll see it in the podcast
I'll
audio.
I'll do it at the top. 48 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kept it under an hour. Kept it classy.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time on one Becky Lives Matter story.
We did. It was
Holy
a fun
shit.
Story. It was a fun story.
All right. Yeah, that's what I do. I make a whole bunch of show notes. Then we end up going way too funny. And then I can't do one of the stories that's in the show notes. And I'll have to make that like a separate post by itself.
Yes.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye.
Finish. All right, so Facebook Live is finishing. Podcast audio, I have to go get to that. That's what's like, you podcast listeners. Like, I have to click on this, click on that. Okay, and then I have to click done to make sure that Facebook post it. And then make that smaller down there. Mm-hmm. And then come right on up here.
Why are you talking like they can see what the fuck you're doing?
They can see what I'm doing. They're looking at it right now. They're looking
they're
at their device like, why the fuck do I still subscribe to this shit?
They might be.
I'm subscribing to this fucking show since fucking 2012, and this nigga's only gotten weirder.
Yes.
Yeah. Weirder with better audio. Okay.
Weirder with better audio.
Nigga.
And more fun stories.
That's right.
Yes.
So how about you quit complaining about how long you've been subscribed and jump off that table?